Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So before we get started, everyone in the chat, say goodbye to Justin. It's his last day back to college. We're going to come here. We wave goodbye. Give everybody, give him a little like salute on the way out. They love you. Justin will be back, though. We love Justin, but he's going back to college. So say hello to him and give him a wave. We all love you, buddy. Say goodbye to him in the chat. You've been talking to him. You're now going to have to talk to Gee, and Joe's going to have to keep you entertained as well. But Justin, you can chime in, too, from college. You know, just don't do it during class. Well, if you'd like to, I really don't care. It's college. I mean, what could they possibly be teaching you outside of woke stuff? Folks, I'm about to change some lives here. Well, not me. Someone else about to change your life. Folks, listen, bad times always make good music. And music is powerful, man. Music is powerful. I have never opened up a show like this, and I need you in the chat to settle a debate between me and Guy. Guy loved it too, but he's like, I don't think you should open the show with this. And I said, you know what? I think we should, because this is going to change your life. Stay tuned, man. Today's going to be a big show, especially for a Friday. Brought to you by Beam today, Beam Dream. It's a game changer. You ready to discover the incredible benefits of a good night's sleep? You know I'm a life hacks guy. Sleep matters. It's time to awaken your senses and embrace the importance of restful slumber. Dive into the world of sleep and introduce yourself to an amazing product that could revolutionize your nighttime routine. Beam Dream. It's a game changer. Their Dream Powder is a hot cocoa designed specifically for sleep. It could transform your nights. Gee, what did I just tell you about this stuff? Not part of the ad at all. This stuff's amazing. Sleepy time after you drink this stuff. They have flavors like cinnamon cocoa, chocolate peanut butter. It's a treat to sip on before bedtime. It tastes amazing, and you're going out. The secret lies in Dream's powerful all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, and apigenin. These ingredients work synergistically and help you fall asleep faster. It's that simple. Stay asleep longer and help you wake up feeling refreshed. No next day grogginess. Here's the best part for our listeners. Beam's offering an exclusive discount on their Dream Powder. Just try it. Thank me later. For a limited time, you can get up to 40% off when you visit shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino at checkout. Take control of your sleep and experience the wonders of Beam Dream. Shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 40% off. Your body and mind deserve the gift of restful night's sleep. Sleep tight, dear listeners. All right, Joseph, it's Friday, my friend, so if you would.
It's Friday.
Yes, sir, it is. And let me tell you something. Yeah. I have been chomping at the bit to get on the air today because you know I love music. And if you have not heard this song, then you have done yourself a huge disservice. It went nuclear viral in less than probably 5 hours. Someone sent it to me yesterday, my New York accent pop, yesterday. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching the news just to kind of get the show ready for today. And a lot of people text me, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but a lot of people text me about, oh, see this, look at that, and I just don't have time. Something told me you need to listen to this because the guy who sent it to me doesn't text me often. He said, please listen to this song. Ladies and gentlemen, bad times make good music. And if there was ever a guy that summed up where we are now, it's a man named Oliver Anthony. He gave us permission to play a portion of this song. The song is called Rich Men North of Richmond. Folks, Guy didn't want me to play this in the beginning because I never play music to start a show. But if you take 2 minutes of your life to listen to this, I promise you, you won't be the same afterwards. You have my word. If you would.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. All it is, living in the new world with an whole soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that politicians look out for minors, and not just minors on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to heat, and the whole beast milking welfare. Well, God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, for people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think. Wanna know what you do. And
yeah, yeah. 99-1.
I was right. Yes. Oliver Anthony, folks. Rich men north of Richmond. Your dollar ain't worth shit. You should care about miners outside of miners on an island. You ain't going to hear shit like that anymore. That's some freaking music right there. You know, man, there's some special power to music. I don't know what it does. It's just sound. That's all it is. But it doesn't feel like sound. It gives you the feels like nothing else. Oliver Anthony. We're playing out on the radio later, too, because everybody needs to hear that. So I guess there was a couple in there didn't like it in the beginning, but listen, man, I feel it's my job. Joe, if anyone knows music, it's you, brother. Joe was an actual musician.
That's not a bad way to start the show.
Man, gives me the goosebumps. I've heard it about 100 times now. By the way, this guy's not going to be a one-hit wonder. You got everything this guy sings is amazing. Oliver Anthony, Rich Men North of Richmond. All right, let's get to the show. I got a lot to talk about. Folks, it's so obvious. And by the way, I won again against Guy. I just want that on the record. I'm like, my record of success is 999-1 with Guy. So thank you. The chat's overwhelmed. Love it. Love it. Hit. Yeah, play it again. Well, I can't play it again, but you play it on the radio later. Yeah. So there was one guy in there like, wrong move, Dan. There's always some grump in there. I love you, though. You're welcome in the chat, too. Hey, folks, it's so obvious they are trying to steal this election. Right? I mean, it's like I said, the thing about the police state is they don't care that you know they're the police state. You know, once you get past the masks, right, the little crust, you know, what they call like the fancy, the patina, right? Once you scratch that off, they don't ever have to put it back on again. Like they've shown you who they are, right? It's like once you took the mask off Jason Voorhees, you know, that you see who he is. Like, that's it. It's like Scooby-Doo. Oh, look, the thing about them now is they just don't care. Everything they do is so obviously designed to interfere in and fleece and steal the next election that the debate is over that they're doing it. There's no debate. Here's what I mean. This popped yesterday. They proposed trial dates for Donald Trump for this DC trial, United States of America versus Donald Trump. Look at the date of the trial at the bottom. January 2nd, 2024. Joe, what's 13 days later? This thing in Iowa? Guys, you heard of it? There's a thing in, what's it called again? The sneakus? The snark? Oh, the caucus! The caucus! The Iowa caucus is just 13 days later. So you're telling me Donald Trump would be on trial during probably the most important or second most important, depends on how you look at it, nominating contest for the Republican nomination. Donald Trump will be on trial. It's all an accident, folks. It's all an accident. You know, that's just a big coinkydink. Now, keep in mind, again, me having been a federal agent, I've never seen anything like this. Nobody ever wants to go to trial fast. Not defense attorneys and not prosecutors. Why? Why would you not want to go to trial fast? Because defense attorneys want time to prepare and they want to keep their clients potentially out of jail. And prosecutors, the same thing. They're not in any rush to go and work 9 to 9 every day. They work for the government. But all of a sudden, they got to rush this thing and get it out there January 2nd. They're not even hiding it anymore. This is such a kick in the ass to Republicans. It's just incredible they're trying to get away with this thing. Here's another one. This popped yesterday, too. So you know they're searching Trump's Twitter account. They're probably doing it right now. I told you yesterday they're looking for the metadata. They're not looking for Trump's tweets, man. That's already public. They know that the tweets they've already got. They subpoenaed Trump's Twitter account. And they wanted to keep it hidden from him. And yesterday I told you they used this ridiculous nonsense that we have to hide it from Trump because he's a flight risk. What kind of an a-hole actually believes that? Here's the craziest thing. This insane judge, Beryl Howell, granted the warrant and the non-disclosure as just the news notes. The appeals court upheld the decision. You cannot, the court system is broken. It is totally broken. Howell evidently agreed with the erroneous elements claiming Trump would be a flight risk, although the appeals court determined, don't worry, Joe, that that was not the definitive reason for granting the non-disclosure warrant. Folks, again, now they're like, oh yeah, that wasn't the only reason. What's the real reason? Oh, he's going to talk about it? Oh, you mean like exercises freedom of speech rights? Ladies and gentlemen, we live in the police state right now, man. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Right now. You're living in it right now. You know, we view ourselves as, like I say all the time, passing through time. Like it's a linear thing. That's not the way it works. You're stuck in one spot and time is passing over you. That's the way the universe works. We're in the now. And the police state is here right now. And we damn well better do something about it right now. And the problem is we've got an enormous crop of freaking useful idiots out there. And useful idiots are always the cornerstone to tyranny. Always. Because tyranny is a pure numbers game. It is impossible to get 51% of people to give up their civil liberties voluntarily. You only need about 5 to 10%. Oh, man. You know, I wish we had that Ehud Barak video. Can you find that for me, Guy? Do you remember the one I'm talking about? We got to get this, man. You don't need the greatest. Yes, the greatest video ever. Why I didn't think of this before the show? See, live show, we're going to make it happen. Luckily, we got two of them there now. Folks, you don't need 50% of people. You only need a small group of people to convince the others that it's best to shut their mouths and subjugate themselves to the tyranny. Useful idiots are that 10%. They've always been the 10%. Here's what I'm talking about. Here's this guy, Sam Harris. I mean, one of the dumbest guys you're ever going to see in social media or elsewhere. Here he is, despite the overwhelming amount of evidence, the laptop, the bank records, the Privat bank records, the WhatsApp messages, the text messages, the voicemails, the meetings, the calls with Poroshenko, the Department of State memo, the internal memos, the photos on Air Force Two, all of it. You've got this guy, Sam Harris, who pretends to still be confused about the Hunter Biden laptop he dropped off, signed for, and dropped off himself. Listen to this.
I would argue we still don't entirely know what's up with that laptop, right? It's like, I know there are people who think they know, but like, I don't actually know what sort of forensic analysis has been done of that laptop and how reliable that is and what the scope of fraud is there really. And I'm still unaware of anything that has surfaced from that laptop that is clearly a smoking gun that implicates Biden in corruption in a way. Like there's new information coming out in recent weeks. I don't know what the relationship that is to the laptop, but if there's a 20 megaton scandal in that laptop, it still hasn't reached me and it's been over a year.
Folks, this...
Too much stupid on the field. There you go, laundry.
It's laundry on the field, folks.
Yeah.
This is what the useful idiot looks like. The FBI has already confirmed the laptop is real. This is how tyranny ushers its way in. This right here, folks. Remember Fokker from Meet the Parents? Huh? Mm. Yeah. This is one of the most important videos you're ever going to see. This is former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, who's a lefty. This is him acknowledging during the fight over the judicial changes in Israel. Forget all, you don't even know all that stuff. This is him acknowledging that once you get this critical number, percentage of people to take to the streets, that you can basically enforce tyranny and everyone else will back down. This is one of the most important pieces of video you will ever see. We played it a few months ago. It describes exactly where the useful idiot like the media and Sam Harris fits in. And this is how they get 90% of people to sit back while 10% take over. Very, very important video. Watch this.
So it's a clash. There's a top-down regime change using the tools, the legal tools of democracy facing a counter-revolution from bottom up. And we will win. I'm confident of it. Because I know our people, and we have even empirical evidence for this. Some 11 years ago, in two ladies, scholars, Chenoweth and Stefan, published in Columbia, a research they made of hundreds of civil protests in the last over 100 years, from 1900 to 2006. And they found a common denominator. All these protests which succeeded, where they reach a level of 3.5% of the percent of the population, which ends up to be about 8% of the adult population, tenaciously and persistently keeping the protests, boycott, civil disobedience, and so on, at the end, the government either fall or capitulate. And this exactly, we already crossed this number within less than 3 months. So we are heading in the right direction. The publication called Why Civil Resistance Works.
Folks, why counter-revolutions and civil resistance works. 8% take to the streets of the adult population. You don't think the lefties are a step ahead of us? They've even got the math down. All you need is 8%. Take to the streets and start some shit. And everybody starts backing down. 8%. That's it. Why can't we do the same? Why can't we do the same? This is how the useful idiocracy wins. Here's another example. Here's a guy that used to be respected, John Kirby. He's not respected anymore, not by serious people. This is a military guy. He's the White House communications guy. Him and Karine Jean-Pierre switch off. When things get tough, they put John Kirby on the air because Karine Jean-Pierre can't handle it. Here he's confronted by Martha McCallum about the overwhelming amount of evidence that his boss is a freaking foreign agent, Joe Biden, who's been intimately involved with a bunch of illicit, corrupt, and potentially probably illegal international business deals in violation of FARA and tax laws. And Kirby, again, just plays the useful idiot role, propagating the myth that Joe Biden's been somehow transparent and on the up and up. Take a listen to this.
The president said, I never talked business to anybody. But Devin Archer testified that the point of putting the phone, the speakerphone, down at those meetings, which is what Peter was asking about, was just to demonstrate access, that Hunter had access to the then vice president, and to sell the Biden brand. So what do you say about that, John? And when will the president actually answer some of these questions to put some of this to rest himself?
Oh, my goodness, Martha. I mean, he just did with Peter. I mean, he's the one who called Peter over and had Peter, you know, risk life and limb cutting across that barrier. I mean, he specifically called Peter over. Right. And he, you know, look, he knows Peter. He knows Peter's not going to ask some softball question about, you know, about how his vacation was. He knows who Peter is, and he answered that question. And I don't know what it's going to take.
He didn't answer whether or not he was on speakerphone in those meetings, John. He just said, I never talked business to anybody.
The question was about business, and he answered it consistently with what he said so many times before. He's been very consistent that he wasn't talking business.
But the question is, was he allowing his presence, you know, on speakerphone to speak volumes? Was he allowing that presence to say, this is my son, he has access to me, while he's talking to Ukrainian businessmen, Chinese businessmen, Russian businessmen, you know, after the invasion of Crimea, as Katie Pavlich just pointed out?
I just don't know how many times he's going to have to say no to the same question. And he said it. He said it consistently. He's been consistent about this. There were no discussions about business with his son or his son's business partners. And again, he called Peter over. And I'm not saying he knew that that was the question, but he certainly knew it wasn't going to be a softball when he answered it.
This is what the useful idiot looks like. This is what the useful idiot looks like. This is how tyranny is allowed to proceed with just 8 to 10% of the people and 90% sitting back going, what the hell's going on here? This is how it happens. Folks, I got video coming up for you next. It's even worse. They brought a forensic accountant on Fox and asked them some basic questions about this thing. Like, hey, this money trail, what does this say to you? And the guy's just straight up honest. It says every single signature hallmark of some kind of illicit money laundering or trafficking deal, which I've said to you over and over again. It is so easy to figure out. You just got to pay attention to what's going on. Quick break here. EKPure.com. You should choose an air purifier like your life depends on it. I have one. I have one in my house. I love it. Canadian wildfire smoke has blanketed the U.S., reaching as far as our southern states. You've seen all the pictures. That was awful. And with wildfire season in full swing nationwide, toxic smoke is threatening our health. EnviroCleanse is military-grade air purification that's now available for your home. I have one in mine. I love it. EnviroCleanse is specifically designed to help wipe out some airborne chemicals and viruses known to cause illnesses, allergies, and difficulty breathing. Even some toxic gases and some particles found in wildfire smoke are no match for EnviroCleanse. This is how you can keep your family healthy, and it's why the military chose EnviroCleanse to protect the air on board our fleets. And only EnviroCleanse comes with a free professional air quality monitor, so you know your family's breathing purified air or your money back. Visit ekpure.com and use code Bongino for 10% off your EnviroCleanse air purification unit. You'll also receive the free air quality monitor plus fast free shipping. That's $150 savings. Visit ekpure.com, code Bongino, ekpure.com, code Bongino. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Thanks, ekpure.com. I got one running right now. Folks, this is what I'm talking about here. The evidence is right in front of your freaking face that Joe Biden is a foreign agent. By the way, I've been putting this out on social media, on Truth and Twitter every day, and it drives the liberals crazy. Can you please help me? Just copy it. Just send it out. Joe Biden is a foreign agent. And then put fact in capital letters. Put the fact part in only because it drives liberals crazy. Watch the feedback every time I put it out. They start clawing, pissing in their pants and everything like that, foaming at the mouth. It drives them bananas. Try the little test. But Joe Biden is a foreign agent, and in all caps, underneath put fact, period. You don't have to credit me for it. It's not mine. Put it out there. Watch your liberal friends go crazy because they know what you're saying is true. And the fact thing is honestly just a way to kick them in the nads because they hate that. They can't stand it. I mean, rhetorically, we'll leave the violence for the Antifa crowd, of course. But man, do they hate it. They're going to have to wear a cup for that one. Try it. You see what I mean? I'm going to play this for you. This forensic accountant, they bring him on Fox and they're like, hey, man, you do this for a living. You ever seen like a money trail like this? And what is this the signature of when you see all these LLCs set up to traffic money around through all these places? This is glorious. Take a look.
What exactly is Rosemont Seneca Partners or Rosemont Seneca Bohai? We asked a forensic accountant.
The transaction from Yelena Batarina, the Russian oligarch. If you look at the transaction itself, you'll see $3.5 million moving, coming inbound from Russia, and then it moves in two transactions to Devin Archer and one of Hunter Biden's companies. That almost dollar for dollar. That is signature of a problem.
Dubinsky says people sometimes create shell companies. Then they transfer money through those firms. That makes it hard to track.
I think it was Seneca Thornton Partners, if I have the name correctly. I think that was one of the top tier, when I call it top tier. You have layered companies. So usually there's one or two companies that start the transactions or that are controlling. And if you start with those and then follow it all the way down, that's where you'll start to get more information.
Dubinsky says the question to ask is, what did these firms do? Did they provide a good? Did they provide a service? Did they make anything? The purpose of some of the firms was, quote, consulting. That's why Republicans believe the key service was access to the president.
They didn't do anything. They used Joe Biden. And what we're seeing is Joe Biden actually provided things of value in return for that money.
So we need to keep this simple. This was my biggest mistake with the Spygate case. And I've admitted this to you all often. It was simple at the beginning. They spied on Donald Trump. But sometimes as the case got more and more detailed and we got involved with Ukraine, and although the details are important, the case got a little bit confusing. This is a simple question for the Biden team. What service was your son providing exactly that was worth tens of millions of dollars? And secondly, if let's say they answer it, consulting and legal advice, then why did you need four or five different shell companies to shuttle the money from? Why not just pay Hunter direct? Why not? They don't have an answer. You can't answer one without the other. If it was honest services, why the shell companies? And if it were a bunch of shell companies that you needed, then what was the service that required the shell companies? You understand how you wind up talking yourself in a loop here with them? They have no way out. Folks, the media, the social media people, the old guard, the GOP swamp, they're all part of this problem, though, contributing to this information disaster, this vacuum we live in right now, where morons like Sam Harris and John Kirby can go out there and claim that there's no evidence of the Biden crime family when it's all over the place. But you got to remember, the swampy GOP played a role in this too. And we should never forget that. You talk about this guy's rage at the beginning of this, when I played the song, this Oliver Anthony. You got to remember, they're upset at the swamp people from all these parties. I bring that up because this aired yesterday and kind of went viral for all the wrong reasons on social media. An old school GOPer, Jonah Goldberg, who used to be sane, I don't know what happened. He lost his mind. Donald Trump broke this guy. Goldberg went on CNN yesterday, and if there's ever a clip out there where they say the quiet part out loud about how the old school GOP really blew it and detached themselves from working men who get dirt underneath their fingernails, it's this clip here where Goldberg insists that it's only a group of rich donors who really understand the direction the GOP should take. No, he didn't say that. No, he actually did. You're going to hear it yourself in a second. But folks, this is precisely the problem. This is what Friedrich Hayek called the knowledge problem. The idea that a small, insulated group of people, if they're smarter, air quotes, and richer, that they understand more about the world than you do. The problem is they don't live in the world you actually live in. They have no understanding of it at all. They have maids and butlers and drivers and all this other crap. This is exactly how these swamp rats in both parties feel about you, and it's the reason stories like this Hunter Biden story go away, because Hunter Biden is part of this connected elite and they don't want to give up their gravy train either. Take a listen to this.
We were dealing with a time where there were a lot of people. There was a lot of cheering and self-congratulation about the rise of small donors a decade ago. And now small donors are actually one of the biggest problems for democracy, for the GOP, because large donors actually have a strategic view about moderation, who can win, who can't. Small donors really are just venting their spleen with their credit card, and they lock candidates into positions that can hurt them in the general election.
Folks, keep in mind, we would have never had a Tea Party rebellion without small donors. You would have never had a Trump presidency without small donors. You probably would have never had a DeSantis governorship in Florida without small donors. It was the small donors that pushed DeSantis over the edge in the first race, in the primary, when he was running against that guy, Adam, I always forget his last name, who was like the next big thing. Small donors, this is how they feel about you. They feel like you have the knowledge problem, not that they have the knowledge problem, that you just don't know enough, when the reality is they just don't know enough. They can talk about building a table, but they're not a carpenter. They can talk about issues in transportation nationwide, but they're not a trucker. They can talk about what airline travel should look like, but they're not a pilot. They have none of the direct knowledge. You have the explicit knowledge. They believe they have some implicit knowledge. Just for me, they don't. People are tired of this, folks. And this information cesspool we live in is precisely because of people like this who feel like they're losing control because of the democratization of the internet. This is why the left will never let Twitter go, ever. Because Twitter's become a source of information for a lot of people out there who can connect right away to the media and others. It's been invaluable. It was a mistake when I got off. It was. I didn't realize it at the time. I was really angry at them for what they did. But it's a way to communicate with people. They will never, ever let go of Twitter. Here's what I mean. You got the new CEO of Twitter. I've been warning you about this. Listen, let me just be straight with you. I am an equity holder in Rumble. Rumble and Twitter produce some of the same products. Folks, that has nothing at all, zero to do with this commentary, and I can back that up. Just look at my shows. I have always been a supporter of what Elon's done with Twitter. Always. Oh, despite the fact it's not about the money here. It's about the principle. Now, I understand Twitter has to engage in some form of moderation. I get that. You don't want child porn on there, incitements to violence. And listen, they, you know, if you're going to get someone on there who's going to commit crimes on your platform, you don't want them on there. That's pretty simple. Yet, why is Twitter now involved with this Global Disinformation Index? You know what? Put that first. Reclaim the net. They're partnering up with the Global Disinformation Index. This is an outlet that's their mission about misinformation really de facto means censoring conservatives. Why are they partnering with them? Listen, I'm warning a bunch of conservatives out there. I'm happy to do business with Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I'm in their program. I don't dislike the platform. But I'm just warning you out there that if you go all in on Twitter, and you know who I'm talking about, that you run a really big chance of finding yourself on the wrong end of a bunch of X marks and disinformation labels on your content. I'll show you what I mean coming up in a minute. This video with the new CEO of Twitter, Linda Yaccarino. That's just horrifying. I don't know how else to describe it. Sponsors, really appreciate your patience. Magic Spoon. Cereals for grownups are so bland. They need a little magic. It's time to try Magic Spoon cereal. It's amazing. It's the wholesome cereal. Tastes incredible. Magic Spoon has replicated your favorite childhood cereals to taste good. But each serving contains 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of carbs, and 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 net grams of carbs. Magic Spoon is great for the low-carb lifestyle. I use it. I love it. I like it. I enjoy it. My kids love it. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. Plus, it's only 140 delicious calories a serving. Here, you can build your own custom bundle with flavors like these. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry muffin, maple waffle, which is outstanding, I might add, and more. Now, the fan favorite birthday cake flavor is back to stay. Try this stuff out. You're going to love it. Go to magicspoon.com/Bongino. Grab a custom bundle of cereal. You'll be blown away. Use promo code Bongino. Save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon's so confident in their product, it's back with a 100% happiness guarantee. Where else are you going to get that? If you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Get your next delicious bowl of cereal at magicspoon.com/Bongino. Use the code Bongino to save $5 off. Thanks, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Our last sponsor today, MyPillow. Over the last 20 years, with all your support, MyPillow has been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's a lot more. In fact, MyPillow is over 200 products, a great place to shop. MyPillow is so confident you'll love each and every one of them. When you go to MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just by checking out their website. No purchase necessary. That's right. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more, all from MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-637-4982 and use promo code DAN to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Remember, just by checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. It's a limited time promotion. Go to MyPillow.com now. Use my promo code DAN, or you can always call 800-637-4982. MyPillow.com, promo code DAN. Love MyPillow. Folks, here's the video I was talking about. This is the new CEO of Twitter. This is a really disturbing interview. There's just this constant focus on catering to mainstream media and large advertisers. But you got to understand, there is a large body of medium and small sized businesses out there where you can make a darn good platform and a darn good living because they don't care about political censorship. If you're going to cater to these large woke companies, you're going to have a business focused on censorship. Listen to this and tell me if you're getting the same thing. Check this out.
Staggeringly, they take it down. And that reducing that hateful content from being seen is one of the best examples how X is committed to encouraging healthy behavior online. And today, I can confidently sit in front of you and say that 99.9% of all posted impressions are healthy.
How do you define healthy, though? Is porn healthy? Are conspiracy theories healthy?
You know, it goes back to my point about our success with freedom of speech, not reach. And if it is lawful, but it's awful, it's extraordinarily difficult for you to see it.
Notice what that mainstream media lapdog asked the new CEO of Twitter. I'm not calling it X. It's whatever. I mean, I don't know why they did that. About conspiracy theories, which is the weirdest thing. Because then when you respond and you say to them, you mean like the collusion hoax? You mean like their discrediting of the Hunter laptop, which was a conspiracy theory by the left? You mean them suggesting they didn't spy on Trump despite us having the name of Donald Trump, having the name of the spy that spied on Donald Trump? When you ask them about that, all of a sudden their diapers get all full and you got to get the wipes because they don't know how to answer that. Because the conspiracy theories they're citing that there were issues in the 2020 election are not in fact theoretical, they're real. Yet when you bring up conspiracy theories on the left, well, God forbid you censor them. Can you imagine what would happen at Twitter tomorrow? The uproar on the left. If Linda Yaccarino were to take her advice and censor everyone, Natasha Bertrand, the New York Times, the Washington Post, that promoted the collusion hoax, they'd lose their marbles. This is not about conspiracy theories, ladies and gentlemen. What about the conspiracy theory that masks work? What about the conspiracy theory that the vaccine was going to stop the spread? These were all conspiracy theories. They were not true. You're going to censor Fauci? They're not talking about that. They're censoring conservatives, and Linda Yaccarino plays right in. Listen, stay on the platform. It's a wonderful platform. I'm just telling you, man, the conservatives out there, you know, kissing Twitter's ass all the time. Oh, this is so great. You better be damn careful, man. Because I know who I'm in business with. I'm going to make sure you know who you're in business with. I'm not telling you get off it. I made that mistake. Don't repeat it. Just telling you to keep your eyes open and make sure your content is diversified in a number of different places. I didn't even say mine. A number of different places. Because you will be a target of this later. Let me switch gears a little bit. Did you see this yesterday on CNN? Gosh, we need more of this. So Jake Tapper reached out and decided, which is a good idea, by the way, to have these gold star mother, her name, excuse me, is Kelly Barnett. She lost her son in the Afghanistan bombing incident. And, it was covered. The hearing was covered by Fox, Newsmax and OAN and others, but was not covered by CNN, MSNBC or others. So Jake Tapper's show decided to have her on, which folks is a good thing. I'm not a fan of CNN. I think that's fairly obvious. But these are people who lost their kids, and America needs to hear about their stories, not just on our networks, but everywhere. But the lady had something to say to Jake Tapper about, listen, I was a little surprised here. I'm surprised CNN aired this, but they did. Here, take a listen to this.
Why have you decided to talk publicly now about it?
Thanks. Thank you, Jake. If you give me a little leeway here, when I first saw, the text saying CNN wanted to talk to me, I was so happy. Where have y'all been? We need you, Jake. We need you. We need CNN. We need all the other networks to voice our opinions, our truths, and get it out there. We need the country to come together. I want justice for my son. He fought and he died for this country, not for conservatives, not for liberals. He fought for all of us. My job as his mom is to make sure that we come together and make sure this never happens again. And that all of our voices, our truths are always able to be told, and that we get to the bottom of this. So, like I said, that it never happens again.
Yeah, that's right. Folks, let me tell you something. At the Patriot Awards last year, Fox has his Patriot Awards. I was sitting in one of the tables up front, and I may have told you the story before. It's quick, I promise you. But there was a table next to me, and usually what they do up front is they try to keep the Fox hosts and everyone because that's where the camera is, so they want to pan to everyone and get a reaction, like in any award show, even if it is for American Heroes. But the table next to me had no Fox hosts. It was just, it looked like a bunch of 30 and 40-year-old adult males and females. I had no idea who they were. And the thing is, I got to the event a little bit late because I was doing my show, and things just kind of got crossed up a little bit. It hadn't started yet, so I had to sit down right away. I didn't get to talk to anyone. I only found out during the show, when Pete Hegseth was doing the whole awards thing, that those were the parents of the people and the heroes we lost in Afghanistan in a bombing incident at Bagram Air Base on the way out. And folks, I got to tell you, I was devastated. I can't believe I didn't say anything. I apologize to them. It was not my fault, but it is my fault. Like, I should have asked. And I just felt terrible that I didn't get to spend a few minutes with all of them. I ran into the event. I had to sit down quick. And when I found out during the event, I was just devastated. These heroes, their stories deserve to be told. And MSNBC and CNN. I'm telling you, you need to have these guys on and ladies more. I know you're trying to protect your brand, and your brand is Joe Biden. Believe me, pun absolutely intended. But their stories need to be heard. Folks, speaking of conspiracy theories, by the way, before, they're doing it again. Guy's going to lose his mind, so it's Jim. I can't take it. Folks, you know I hate the mask story. This story, wait, I need chat help, chat support here, please. Do you want to hear about how much I hate masks? Yes. Or no, you don't. I will never mention this story again. The show's for you. The chat is for you. We've got how many people? 65,000 people, 40 minutes in, which is awesome on a Friday, by the way. Yeah, I'm seeing a couple of wise guys. I need an update. One no, over no, yes, 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 yes. Okay, good. The yeses are over. I hate freaking masks. Folks, the mask story is bullshit. The surgical mask is not going to help you. Do I need how many? Listen, for the Hunter Biden lovers out there, maybe it'll make sense. We talk about condoms. Can you imagine using a condom and every time you use it, you get a woman pregnant or you contract an STD? Would you keep using the condom? The answer is no. Is that what else? Do you need a freaking visual? Do you need a... If it doesn't work, why would you use it?
Do we have a mask in here somewhere? I used to do a demo with a mask.
Yeah. I used to have one in here. Do you really believe...
Mask with a banana?
Oh, my gosh. Of course I remember it. It doesn't work. We've been through this 1,000 times. The air just goes around the thing. Holy. How many times we got to go through this? Here we go again. Rong Gong Lin 2 at the LA Times. COVID-19 is heating up all around the summer. Should we be wearing masks again? Sounds like there's an election coming up and they need everyone scared. Here's Rong Gong Lin the second. In response to the latest uptick of coronavirus levels in California, a number of local health officials are largely reiterating the same advice. Masks work, but it's a personal preference of people. They don't work. They don't work. Listen to me. They do not work. They will not save you. You go out with a surgical mask on, not an N95 respirator or a freaking bottle of boost oxygen around your neck all the time. You will not be protected. These people are scaring you before an election. So everybody's running around with a diaper on their face, reminding everyone how scared they are and how we need people like Joe Biden to protect them. They do not work. There is no science at all indicating these things work. Man, everybody's going dark, Dan, right now. I hate this story. I hate it. Oh, man, do I hate this story. All right, I got a lot more to get to. Quick. Folks, inflation's popping again. Went up. I thought it was going down. No, now it's going up again. It was 3% last month. Now it's 3.2% annual. So inflation's going up. The Wall Street Journal wrote this piece yesterday. They said, hey, folks, why do you think you feel poorer out there? The answer is because you do. Here's your average hourly earnings since Biden took office. Oh, by the way, the source for all you liberal dipshits out there is Biden's Bureau of Labor and Statistics, in case you think, conspiracy theory. Look, it's gone down. You were making about $11.30 an hour, 35 cents when Biden came into office. You're now down to about 11.1. Oh, but then it's creeping up again. Yeah, it's still shy of when he got into office by far. Why do you feel poor? Because you are. That's why. Here, even CNBC had to acknowledge. July CPI report shows inflation rose 3.2%. Oh, but they have to note, less than expected. That, there you go, Justice. That's great. Don't worry, folks. No problem at all. Gas is ridiculous. California, it's probably $72. I told you yesterday I was going to comment on this Red State piece. I'm sorry, but it's Friday. I got to get the questions, too. I got a lot going on. This Utah man who was shot by the FBI. Again, the police state's here, folks. I've told you that. Nobody trusts the FBI anymore. Sad, but true. I've got a couple of questions about this. He was apparently accused of threatening the president, which is against the law. These are accusations, of course. We'll never figure it out because the guy right now is dead. He was killed by the FBI. But I've got two questions. Number one, how is it that we know everything about this guy already, yet we still don't have the manifesto for the Nashville shooter? And secondly, the Secret Service typically investigates this presidential threats. Why was the FBI involved? Now, there may be an honest reason. Maybe he was threatening other people, too, and there was some kind of terrorism case they opened. I don't know, but I find it awfully unusual. When we did cases in the Secret Service like this, we kind of used local police, not the FBI. So that's an important question I need an answer to. I wanted to play this, too, before we get to the questions. CNN did a little, like, town hall thing. This is what happens when you ask honest Americans for honest answers. I want you to watch John King from CNN. It's about a minute. Absolutely stunned when he asks people at a roundtable how they feel about the media, how they feel about Trump, how they feel about the 2020 election. He's stunned to get actual answers. They never hear this stuff in their bubble. Check this out.
Family around the table, don't watch and don't trust CNN. There is reverence for Ronald Reagan here. But listen.
The trust is gone.
Reagan's optimism replaced by Trump's grievances.
We got to find our own way to take care of ourselves.
Reagan's disdain of big government replaced by Trump's distrust of just about everything.
I think he thinks he was stolen from him.
Still questions about the 2020 election.
And I had a lot of people who agreed with him.
Criticism of the Trump prosecutions.
But nothing about that deal is the American way. I don't think.
And this.
If you think the United States should be supporting Ukraine in the fight against Putin, raise your hand. Nobody.
You don't have to be that smart to put the connect the dots, right? And so is the war to cover up sins committed so you can cover your tracks? There's too much money that's been thrown over there.
You think all the NATO countries would do what Biden told them to do because he's trying to cover up some Hunter Biden business deal by...
It all depends on how Zelensky, how much dirt he has on Biden to keep the money coming.
I love the look on John King at the end. You saw it, Joe? He's so stunned. Like, people have real opinions in real America that don't go along with the conspiracy theory CNN left storyline. They're not toeing the line. He don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. They don't realize, like, they're the ones living in the bubble, not us. The conspiracy theories are theirs, not ours. All right, it's been a couple weeks. We were about 70-30 yes on questions for Dan. So because the show's for you and the chat rules, we decided we'd do it every 2 weeks to keep everybody happy. So questions for Dan is back. And if our listeners go down, it's at 67,280, then we're not doing this. Because it's the show's for you. It's not for me. I love answering your questions, though. So this is one of my favorite parts. Hey, Dan. Aiken McGroin. The McGroins are back. Who ultimately has the authority to assign protection details? And if it isn't the Secret Service, do they have a say in the decision? Folks, there's a lot of protection details. Every time I hear someone in the public say, oh, look, that guy's got Secret Service, and it's like the New York City mayor, I lose my mind. You got the Diplomatic Security Service. They protect State Department people. The Secret Service only protects the president, the vice president, and foreign heads of state. Oh, they also have a couple of cabinet officials, too. But everyone else is protected by other entities. Capitol Police have Congress. They're not Secret Service. So, but they have the ultimate say. Hey, Dan, J. Monty, 0071. She left the one off. I like the 007. What does the U.S. have to be able to do to withstand an embargo from China should it happen? I think we'd be screwed, but interested in your thoughts. Well, let me just say, number one, a naval embargo from China is highly unlikely because although they have more ships than us, their Navy is not even remotely capable to embargo the United States. Now, you may say, that's not what I mean. I mean, say they put an embargo around Taiwan. Okay, now I understand what you're saying. If we did that, you would see a massive disruption in semiconductors. You'd see a massive disruption in businesses like antibiotics. I mean, how many products are made in China? Folks, we would have, there would probably be product rationing in the United States. It's why I worry so much about what's going on in China, because all those companies are disconnecting from China in the supply chain at a pretty rapid rate. I read a good piece in the Wall Street Journal about it yesterday. We're still not there. We rely on China as much as they rely on us. They produce a lot of stuff. So yeah, it'd be a big deal. But they'd never be able to do a naval embargo anywhere close to the United States. Our Navy would destroy them. Their aircraft carriers aren't even aircraft carriers, not even close to our capabilities, not even in the ballpark. Plus, they have no war experience at all. Zero. They got into a fight in a disputed area near India. That's their war experience. It was like a couple hundred guys. Hey, Dan, at Cheesy Doodles. I just read the names, man. Seriously, if Trump would go to jail and the Secret Service go with him, how nuts would that be? The answer is it'd be Cheesy Doodles nuts. But I get this question all the time. Yes, the Secret Service would absolutely go with him. The Secret Service has a federal mandate to not allow anyone to obstruct their protection mission. They could go in there and shut that whole jail cell down. That's why I told you this is such a stupid idea to try to put this guy in jail. But no one, they don't, it's, we're so far divorced from reason and rationality now, it don't even freaking matter. People are crazy. They hate Donald Trump. They're going to put him in jail, even if it involves shutting the whole damn jail down. They're going to get this guy killed, too. I said it yesterday. Laura Trump's podcast was last night, right? The interview, The Right View. I did it last night. I brought up this point to Lara Trump. I said, Lara, listen, your father-in-law is in danger. They're going to get this guy killed. They are. They are going to get this guy killed. There is zero doubt in my mind that this guy's life is in danger. I can't say that enough. And I did this for a living. You're not going to talk me out of it. At Mailman 1975. That's your birthday. You're younger than me. Hey, Dan, what current purple state is most likely to go red next election? P1 from lib-infested New Jersey. Well, it ain't New Jersey. That's blue. I don't know. Most likely purple state. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Nevada's there. Nevada's getting there. And I would say it's between Nevada and New Mexico. I think Nevada being slightly more likely to go red. We're there. At Southern Fried Chick. She gets a lot of questions, Southern Fried Chick. I noticed that. Yeah, man. You do a good job. Hey, Dan, what is your... Did we lose anyone? No, we didn't. So the questions may stay. We actually added 600 people, so we may say... Hey, Dan, what is your adult soda of choice? I like Vino Tinto, little red wine, but I've been getting into whiskey lately, a little too much into the whiskey, if you know what I mean. But I like some whiskey. Whiskey's good. I like a lot of different kinds. Little Whistle Pig, John Rich's whiskey's really good. Redneck Riviera. And then Mike Rowe has a pretty good whiskey too. But if I'm drinking some Whistle Pig, man, I like Camus, red wine. You know, it's not too foo-foo, but I kind of dig that. Paul and I have been known to drink a few of those on a Friday or Saturday, maybe tonight. I love quests. He always throws one of these in there every week. I swear he does this just to throw me a curveball. At ScottyJ92. Hey, Dan, how do you feel? He only does this to mess with me. Scotty J, if you put a question like this, guys, Guy will pick it up because he knows it drives me bananas. I think maybe he was just chatting. I probably was just chatting. How do I feel? I feel okay. I'm always dealing with these, you know, fallout from all this stuff. But the life hacks, if you follow me on Locals, I put life hacks out all the time. And it's a lot of work. It's a pain in the ass. But when you commit yourself to life hacks and anti-aging, folks, I'm telling you, man, change your life. Diet, nutrition, exercise. You don't have to be crazy about it. Have a good time Friday, Saturday. But if you're good 80% of the time, early morning wake-ups, I take cold showers in the morning, eat like a champion, you're going to feel good. I mean, I'm 48, had a rough bout with cancer, and I'll tell you, I feel freaking amazing. And I think it's all the real battle, though, is with the knife and fork. Got to get your diet under control. You don't get that under control, everything else is finished. Folks, thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget our live event. Next week, next Saturday night, not tomorrow, next Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, our live one-hour concert with John Rich. He's going to launch his new country album. It'll be live with me. For those interested, if you want to know what I drink, you may see the results of that on Saturday night. We might be having a few before I get. But I'm just saying, so if I sound a little weird, that'll be Saturday night at 8. John's going to be playing his new album. It's going to be awesome. And go support that guy, Oliver Anthony. What a song. I hope you didn't mind me playing the music at the beginning of the show. I think it was worth it. I'll see you all back here on Monday.
Good day, sir.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.